Good morning and welcome to BC Broadcast, the monthly business and public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, that improves our quality of life through economic development while preserving our natural resources. We'll return shortly with our hostess, BCDA President and CEO, Betty Slayton, when BC Broadcast continues.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
Good morning, and welcome to BC Broadcast. This is Betty Slayton, President of the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA. You will hear this program over News Talk 1310, WBFD, on the second Saturday of every month at this time. Every month we meet and hear some of the people who are making Bedford County grow. We do our best to introduce you to many of them. Today's program is coming to you from the offices of BCDA in our beautiful office complex next to the Bedford County Airport. We welcome you to join us for the next half hour on BC Broadcast. This morning, we're going to talk about money. Always a fun subject to talk about, certainly an important one. If you are an individual entrepreneur sitting at your kitchen table thinking about growing a business, or if you're an existing company looking to expand, there are numerous public sector loan programs available to meet your capital needs. Today, we have four guests with us who are going to talk about various public sector loan programs. We have Blake Flegel from Jari, Monica Menkes from ID Graphics in Everett, Trudy Mitchell from Southern Alleghenies Planning and Development Commission, and Jim Gonsman from Hometown Bank. SBA, Jari, ABCD, PETA, the Progress Fund. There are so many public sector programs available to you. It can be daunting. It can be intimidating. But the really good news is you don't need to know all the ins and outs of every program. That's BCDA's job. That's what we do. We make sure we know all of the terms and conditions and requirements of the many programs available. And then when you give us a call, we're able to match you with the proper program. A very exciting new program that in just the last few years is available in Bedford County is the microloan program administered through our friends at Jari. Blake, tell us a little bit about the microloan program.
So the microloan program was developed specifically for entrepreneurs because in a lot of cases, traditional financing is out of grasp for them. So what I mean by that is they're either deemed too risky or the amount they need is not enough to justify the investment from the bank. So for an entrepreneur, maybe $5,000, $10,000 is what you need, and that could make the difference between getting your business off the ground or going nowhere. And a traditional lender won't look at that loan, and that's where Jari steps in to make those loans. We always say we make the safest risky bet we can. So we do the same due diligence as the bank. We look for business plan, financial statements, all the same information you'll need, but we can go in for a lot smaller amount, and we can do it for very low closing costs, depending on the program.
Is there a match required on the amount that you loan?
No, there's no match. The cap for our microloan programs is $50,000. But depending on your project and what specifically you're trying to do, sometimes we can pull monies from multiple pots, so we can go higher than that if it checks all the right boxes.
So I'm sitting at my kitchen table, and I've got a great plan, and I come to you to ask about your loan program. Mm-hmm. What are some of the eligible uses? What can I borrow the money to use for?
So we can do most anything. The one thing that we do not do is we don't have open lines of credit. So we purchase things for people. We don't give them a blank check to buy whatever they want. So that's one of the differences between a traditional bank where they'll just give you X amount of dollars. We look to purchase things for you. So if you need a new computer, or if you want to buy a herd of cows or buy a building, we do anything from the craziest idea to the traditional. We need an office computer. We'll fund all those things.
Okay, let's talk to a real-world borrower of the microloan program, Monica Mekas from ID Graphics. Monica, I believe you were the first Bedford County business to utilize this program. Tell us a little bit about your business and then about the process that you went through to access microloan monies.
My husband, Corey, and I have a small business, ID Graphics. We do graphic design, printing, and we wanted to add laser engraving to the list of services that we offer. We've only been in business for 13 years, which I guess is that's a decent amount of years.
Yeah. That's a very long time.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
For a decade.
Good for- So we've always taken the approach of small steps and cautious, especially with money. We never took on any business debt, really. And so this was, wanting to purchase this equipment was a huge step for us. $30,000 piece of equipment and not having ever taken out any loans or taken on business debt, we weren't sure what to do. We didn't know how to purchase it. We knew that we didn't want to finance it directly because the interest rates were astronomical. So we reached out to you, Betty, at the BCDA, and you put us in touch with the folks at JARI. Which was, I wasn't sure what we, like when I sent the email, like, how can we get this money? You know, I wasn't sure what answer I was going to get. So I was pleasantly surprised to find out about the microloan because it sounded like it fit us perfectly. Never had any experience applying for such a thing. And so I've bought a house. So I know that, you know, the mortgage process is very complicated. The microloan process was nothing like a mortgage. I mean, it was the easiest thing that I've ever done, which is saying a lot. I wasn't very familiar with balance sheets or, you know, all of the things that Michelle at JARI was asking us for, but they were so patient and, you know, walked us through. I learned a lot about our business finances and what is what and, you know, how to present that to someone when asking for money. So it was an extremely pleasant experience. Being a little business, you automatically think that the hurdles that you're going to have to jump over are going to be insurmountable, you know? And I was just, Corey and I both, I mean, I took care of the paperwork. I just couldn't believe how easy it was to be able to get the money and have the process move smoothly.
What a great testimonial, Monica. Thank you. It is a testimony to JARI that you make it as painless as possible. The timing from when you first sat down to discuss the microloan with JARI to approval and funding.
Right. So we decided that we wanted to purchase the equipment, I believe, in like September. And the actual equipment purchase happened sometime in December. So it was, I'm telling you, like, it was nothing
just
compared to
months.
Yeah, it was a lot quicker than what we were expecting it to be.
The stars were really aligned because your call to us to say, we have a project, help, how can you help us?
Right.
We had just learned that the microloan, in fact, we had been lobbying to have the microloan program come to Bedford County.
Mm-hmm.
So it really was aligned. And then after the loan is done, there is technical assistance that's also provided to our businesses.
Yeah, so my job at JARI is, as the entrepreneurship coach, is to help entrepreneurs on both sides of the loan. So like Monica, when she was starting out and didn't know what a balance sheet was or projections were, it's my job to work with the entrepreneurs to build all that out so that way they can seek financing. Whether they end up with JARI or not, I'm there to help them go through, I'll jump through all those hoops and fill out all that paperwork for them. And then afterwards, they get additional help, not only from me as a ongoing business coach, similar to what Andrew does at BCDA, but we have a technical advisor, Lauren, who does a lot of marketing and advertising work for clients. So our goal is never to take away if they're financially able to get help on their own with marketing. But as lots of businesses just starting out, sometimes they're not able to, especially the startups of logo design and creating a menu or flyers for starting out. We can help them produce all those marketing materials to get jump started.
We can help them too.
Yeah. I think I know of a company in Everett that might be able to help with marketing. The second microloan that we did in Bedford County was to a dairy farmer, yeah, Kenny Stanton.
Yes, we literally bought cows for Kenny. Mm.
So I think actually Bedford County taught Jari a few things about agriculture with that loan.
Yeah, we laugh all the time because we bought cows for Kenny, and now we have another project in Everett, and we took pigs as collateral. So we didn't buy the pigs, but we took them as collateral. So,
which is a great example of how the microloan program, which doesn't require a match, no job creation requirements?
No, none specifically.
So it's very, very flexible, and it's very broad spectrum, agriculture, hospitality, manufacturing. It's a wonderful program, and thank you for bringing it to Bedford County.
You're welcome. I mean, we're here to help entrepreneurs, and we don't care what they're doing so long as they're generating business and helping the economy grow. So we'll help them do whatever their hopes and dreams are. It's our job to help them realize those.
And BCDA's neck is on the line. Every time we recommend a program to our businesses, our very valuable businesses, and we would not be recommending you unless we had testimonials like Monica's. So this
so far,
is a
so good
program. Excellent program. Thank you for bringing it to Bedford County.
You're welcome.
One of the most popular public sector loan programs, and certainly the most heavily used in Bedford County, is the Southern Alleghenies Planning and Development Commission program. With us today is Trudy Mitchell, the director of that loan program, who's been very, very active. Trudy, tell us a little bit about your program, please.
So the Southern Alleghenies Revolving Loan Fund has been in existence since the late 80s, more than 30 years ago. It was started when the Economic Development Administration granted Southern Alleghenies, I think, about $500,000 to begin a revolving loan fund. Also got money from the Appalachian Regional Commission at that time. And the whole intent of the program was to allow companies who may not be able to borrow in the commercial market an opportunity to get low interest, below market rate interest rate loans that would encourage job creation within the six counties that Southern Allegheny serves. So in the last 30 years, we've done millions and millions of dollars worth of loans. At this point in time, we have about 150 loans in our portfolio, about $15 million. 33 of those loans are in Bedford County to the tune of about $7 million that's on the street right now. Many of our borrowers are repeat customers. We welcome that. We actually have funded startups, and we have also funded some of the largest companies in our region. You must commit to create at least one new job for every $50,000 that you borrow, or $35,000 you can borrow for every job that you retain within your company. Our interest rates are below market, and they're reset every quarter, and it's based on the 10-year Treasury. So currently the interest rate is 2.75 fixed for the term of the loan. And our program can finance real estate. The term for real estate loan is 15 years. So you got a fixed interest rate at 2.75 for 15 years. We can do equipment, and we can also do working capital. Equipment is typically amortized over the useful life of the equipment that you're buying, which is usually 5 or 7 years. We function exactly the same way a commercial lending department of a bank does. We have to see the same things that they ask you for in a loan application. You know, 3 years, tax returns, historical financials, a personal financial statement, all the things that you would expect for a loan. Our maximum loan size is $200,000 or $400,000 if it's an ag-related deal. We at Southern Alleghenies, we can never do 100% of the project. We always have to have a match. And that's because the original funding sources didn't want us to be seen as competition for the private sector. So unlike the microloan program at Jari, we always need a partner. And we partner with commercial banks in the region. We partner with other public sector financing organizations such as the Progress Fund. We partner with USDA Farm Service Agency, Ag Choice Farm Credit. Almost anyone can be a match for our program. We can do almost any kind of business excluding retail. We do not and cannot do any retail. We can do a service industry if it's a business-to-business service, but the amount of those loans are capped at $50,000. We have a process that we involve bankers and economic development people from the six counties that we serve. They actually function as our loan review committee. We have a meeting once a month. I package the loans, and the final decision is our loan review committee. So we have a fairly easy process. We like to work with the commercial lenders that are our partners so that we can kind of streamline the process for the borrower, in that if you are familiar with a bank and you like working with your bank, I almost said hometown bank. No commercial for hometown. But anyway, so I like to work with a commercial lender so that anything that you provide to them, he or she for that deal, if you're agreeable, they can just pass it on to us. And that way you don't need to regurgitate the same information two or three or four times. We also process loans through the Department of Community and Economic Development in Harrisburg. And anytime you say, you know, it's a government program, people get kind of, you know, their hair gets on fire, and it's like a lot of paperwork. And sometimes it is a little bit more onerous process, but we try to make it very easy, in that we're the ones that field those questions. We're the one that prepares the application. So we try to make it very seamless for the borrower, and because we know you have a business to run. So our job, get the information to the proper people and get the approval.
It's a great program. 33 loans, $7 million on the streets in Bedford County through the Southern Allegheny program.
As we speak today.
That's a testimonial itself. That segues perfectly with Jim Gonsman from Hometown Bank to give us his perspective from a banking point of view.
We'll be back as BC Broadcast continues.
This is Mark Thomas of Thomas Automotive, and you're listening to BC Broadcast with Betty Slayton on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Thank you for joining us today on BC Broadcast. The Bedford County Development Association leads local business owners through greater growth and expansion opportunities by providing a wide array of service, including infrastructure planning assistance, land acquisition, and municipal cooperation. BCDA President and CEO Betty Slayton explains that one manufacturing job creates many more employment opportunities.
Generally, the multiplier for manufacturing types of jobs is 7. So 7 new spin-off jobs as a result of one manufacturing jobs. Manufacturing jobs are typically year-round, not part-time. They have benefits, and they are above average wages.
Recently, North Carolina-based Captive Air opened a new facility here. CEO Bob Luddy says that Bedford has everything he needs.
A good local community of hardworking individuals, strategically located on the turnpike right inside of our market, and really great people to work with, which is critical. If you don't have the support of the community, we don't want to be there.
If you would like to know more about what BCDA could do for your business, give them a call at 623-4816 or visit bcda.org.
Now, let's head back to BC Broadcast with BCDA President and CEO Betty Slayton.
We're back and talking with Jim Gonsman from Hometown Bank. Jim, you've worked with these public sector loan programs. What's your perspective? Do you see these as competition to your bank or to the banks in the area, or complementing? Tell us your experience in working with the public programs.
Sure, and good morning. When utilizing these programs, it's not competition with banks at all. It's a win-win. The customer is getting a below market interest rate, and the public sector financing generally takes a subordinate position on the collateral, so it's equity into the deal. Banks love that because it lowers our risk. The customer, you know, again, is getting a below market rate. So I've heard in the past where the state or the federal government, they're in the business, and they truly aren't. You know, they don't ask for any additional information to what banks are generally going to ask for on an ongoing basis. So it's a great process. Banks, we use these programs all the time. I think it's on us to recommend these to our customers and make them aware of it. It's their decision if they want to move forward with it. But all in all, it's a great deal. It truly is.
So public sector loan programs are different than private banks, but complement them. public programs were developed to retain and create jobs. Mm-hmm. So typically that is the perspective that the public is coming from. Hence, they will take a second position to you. Hence, they will fix a low interest rate. And Trudy, I believe you said about 70% of your projects come to you from bank referrals?
At least 70. It may even be more than that, because if we're involved in a project, because of the underwriting criteria that the banks have, a lot of times they may want to do a deal, but they just can't because of the underwriting criteria. The project just doesn't fit. But if they bring us in, and you know, that low interest rate obviously reduces the debt service. And it also, if we take a subordinate collateral position, it makes the bank much more comfortable mm-hmm. with the deal. So a lot of times the banker can leverage a deal that otherwise they couldn't do. So they've gained a customer that they may have had to turn away mm-hmm. without us in the project. So that customer is going to stay with you because you've helped them get started.
That's absolutely correct. Lots of deals, especially if it's a startup. There's just so much risk involved, and if we can mitigate that by bringing in these programs to use and do, otherwise probably couldn't get the deal done.
And when I first started in economic development, the program from the public was PIDA, Pennsylvania Industrial Development Authority, and the loans were typically just to manufacturers. Mm-hmm. And certainly we have used that program a lot in Bedford County. Mm-hmm. But the state and feds have opened up these programs to more than just manufacturing, to agriculture. I mean, Trudy, you've helped second, third generation farms stay in agriculture because of the loan programs you've been able to do with diversifying into Peking ducks and hogs. And
the dairy industry, you know, is very volatile. The milk prices are all over the board, typically low. We have done many, many cases in our region and in Bedford County where maybe a dairy farmer will diversify into swine finishing, into raising chickens for the Purdue company, into duck production and even egg production. So that allows them to have a more consistent cash stream just because of the dairy volatility. So it does help people stay on the farm, and it helps the second generation stay on the farm.
And hospitality is also now eligible to utilize many of these programs. I know we've seen the Heritage Cove Campground up in Saxton access it. Trudy, you've done Golden Eagle Inn downtown Bedford. So it's not your father's Oldsmobile. It's not the program of old. The banks, the lawyers, the insurance people, the accountants in our area are familiar with this, or should be familiar. We do have an annual financing seminar that BCDA hosts that brings in these many programs so that you can become acquainted with it. Now, I'd like to backtrack 1 second on business plans. I'm hearing business plans are the common denominator, the foundation. Monica, you mentioned business plans when ID Graphics was putting your application together. Where do you get help putting a business plan together? Even before we come to you with an application, where do our entrepreneurs go?
We typically refer folks to the St. Francis Small Business Development Center. A lot of, especially startup businesses, when you say, well, really, do you have a business plan, or we'd like to see a business plan, they kind of get that deer in the headlights look because they have no idea what I'm asking for or what I'm talking about. So we refer them to St. Francis, which is a free service, and they will walk you through a process. I think they actually have a template that they'll share with you. But I have to caution you that you don't go to them expecting them to put your plan together. They will help you, but you have to put the work into it. They can't put your business plan together because they don't know your business, but they will certainly help you. They'll guide you. They'll finesse it so that when you have a final product, you can present it to your banker, or you can present it to a lender with a public program, and know that you've thought through everything that's in that business plan. Because sometimes the best thing is you're struggling through that business plan and you decide, Well, maybe I don't want to do this after all. And that's a good thing as well. So sometimes the right answer is no, but they're a great resource.
A business plan typically is a narrative. What are you going to do? Who are you? Who will your customers be, your suppliers? And then there's the numbers aspect of it. What are your sales going to be? What are your expenses going to be? Do you have the ability to service your debt? A business plan is a great foundation from which we can move forward. It actually all comes together really well, like a well-put-together puzzle. Jim, you've sat in on a number of those meetings. It's a really productive way to structure a loan deal, isn't it?
It truly is. It's energizing to see everybody work together, trying to find a solution to the how we're going to look at this project, just get it done. That's our number one goal, is to find a way to get it done.
And everybody on the team is committed to leading our businesses through the bramble bushes as painlessly as possible. We'll be brutally frank with what we need, how long it's going to take. But in the end of the day, we have great programs, great businesses, and we are more than eager to get more of this money out into our business community in Bedford County. Small Business Development Center is an excellent resource. Andrew Trexler, the BCDA Business Startup Coach, helps many entrepreneurs with their business plans. And Blake, I know at Jari, working with the microloan program, you've got a lot of experience in business planning.
I work with Andrew all the time to help him not only create and help the entrepreneur create business plans, but we work together to partner. Maybe he has an entrepreneur who he has helped them and they are at the point where they have their business plan developed, but they're looking for funding. Then he brings me in the loop, which is kind of what happened with Elena at Black Valley Farm, is he had was started with her and then he brought me into the loop, and now she was able to get funding to do some renovations for her farrowing pen for her pigs. Lots of times entrepreneurs can be scared by the business plan, but it doesn't have to be scary. It all depends on the situation, and it can be anywhere from a one-page document to a 40-page document, depending on how complex their idea is and what they're trying to do with their business plan.
I think it's important for our business community to know that there is this incredible infrastructure and support and pipeline to help our businesses develop and to grow. So it's a pipeline where we talk to each other. You go to your bank, you call BCDA, you call the microloan program or Southern Alleghenies. You are now in the loop and you have a whole team, a whole board of directors who are working together to help you succeed and do the very best that you can do. And when you're in that pipeline, Southern Alleghenies has more than just the loan program available to help our businesses. Trudy, you'll bring in your other resources available to Bedford County companies.
Lending is just one of the kind of silos that Southern Alleghenies has. We also have a workforce development department that actually funds the career links and can provide a lot of statistics and data on the workforce and work issues within the Southern Alleghenies region. We have a government procurement division that will help companies that wish to do business with either the federal, state, or local governments. We have an export division who help companies who wish to begin exporting projects overseas. We also have transportation and municipal services division that can help municipalities with training or transportation issues. So Southern Alleghenies serve six counties. There are many different divisions within Southern Alleghenies. We're here today to talk about lending, and I think that's the most fun of all. If you're in Bedford County and you need any kind of assistance, I would just encourage you to call Betty's office, because she can be in contact with any one of us or even a bigger group than this and help you in any way you need to get help.
So we're from the government and we're here to help. And it's absolutely true. Give us a call. So thank you to each of you, Monica, James, Blake, Trudy, for being with us today. And for those of you who are interested in seeking more information, please give BCDA, Bedford County Development Association, a call, 623-4816, or go on our website, bcda.org. Thanks so much for listening to BC Broadcast. We'll be back next month on the second Saturday at the
the same time. BC Broadcast is a special news and public affairs presentation of the Bedford County Development Association and News Talk 1310 WBFD. For everyone at BCDA, this is Betty Slayton. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to BC Broadcast, the monthly business public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program was presented by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, that improves our quality of life through economic development while preserving our natural resources. To hear this program again, visit bcda.org. For Betty Slayton and all of us at BCDA, this is Lloyd Roach. Have a great weekend.